Think what to be, not to do. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Think what to be, not to do. We are always thinking of things to do. We are always thinking of things that we want to accomplish, we want to do and make happen in our life. And very seldom are we thinking of what we want to be. What do we want to be? How do we want to be? What kind of a person do we want to be? What kind of a life do we want to live? Who do we want to be? Now, as you think about it, you're hard-pressed to come up with some ideas. You're hard-pressed to come up with some ideas of who do you want to be? Oh, you say to a little child, what do you want to be when you grow up? And the little child hasn't the biggest idea. The little child thinks about being a fireman or a policeman, being some noble person that they have met in their life, and they think that that'd be, or they want to be like daddy and or mommy. And this is quite natural. But who do they really want to be? Do they really want to be that, or do they want to be someone who is always filled with joy and laughter, someone who is always filled with fun, someone who is always looking for the bright side of things, someone who is always caring about what's going on in his world and wanting to make it a little bit better, in fact, a whole lot better. When you ask little children what they want to be, they're not really answering you on what they believe. They're answering you on what they think you think. They're answering you on what you think you are proud of. And you are proud of people who keep law and order. You're proud of people who keep balance in society. You're proud of people who are legislators. And you're proud of people who are caring people for the world. But truly, what does a little child want to do? What does a little child want to be? He wants to be happy. And the best way for him to be happy is to be engaged in something that makes him happy, to be involved in something that turns him on, that makes him feel 10 feet tall, that makes him feel just wonderful. And what is that? Well, early on, it's just playing with a toy or sucking on his thumb or doing something totally inane, totally unreal. But for a baby, for a child, it's quite real. Now, as the child gets a little older and it goes and plays in its sandbox, what is it doing playing in its sandbox? It's just being itself and having fun. Now, it may think that it's a car going up and down the sand hills or roads, or it may be a fire engine, or it may be any noisy thing in the world. It doesn't really matter. But the child is totally engulfed in it, involved in it, delighted with it, and happy to be playing with it for hours on end. There seems to be no end. Now, what's going on in his mind? What's going on in the mind of the child as he is playing so diligently with his fire engine or with his cars and trucks and various things? Or what's going on? This is a good one. What's going on in the little girl's mind as she is playing with her doll? What's going on in her mind as she's playing with her doll? What's going on in the little baby's or the little person's mind when they have their special blanket and they hold their blanket and they have their security blanket? It makes them feel just wonderful. What's going on? They don't need anything else. They're just sitting there holding their blanket. They're just sitting there doing nothing but holding their blanket. Now, what's going on? Do you think they want to be a blanket? Hardly. What's going on in their mind? Well, we can never really know, but we can imagine. What's going on in their mind is they feel happy. They feel content. They feel that all the world is in order and they are pleased with it. And they are so happy. They are so content. They are so pleased. Everything is going along just wonderful. And they are just so delighted. They don't need anything else. Now, they can hold on to that blanket for hours, and they can sit on their bed or sit on the floor or sit on the floor in the kitchen while mommy's doing her duties there, and they can be so contented. But why is it that the blanket seems to help them feel this contentment? Why is it the blanket helps them to be themselves? Well, they don't have to do something. They don't have to make noise. They don't have to be active in anything to be content. The blanket or the teddy bear, the doll or the toy, this makes them feel content, and they feel right with the world. Now, it's such a simple thing, but when a baby grabs a hold of that blanket, or a little child grabs a hold of that blanket and sits for hours with that blanket, you think to yourself, they are doing nothing. They are nothing at all. Truly, they are being themselves. They are tuning in. They're learning to meditate. They're learning to listen within. They're learning to be still. They're learning to find out happiness is within themselves. And we want to push it outside of ourselves. We want to make them do things. When they're quiet, we worry. We say, what trouble are they getting into? And what a terrible thing for us to think and say and do. We want to know that when a person is quiet, something is happening. When the boss says, I'm going to sit in my office now and I don't want to be disturbed for the next half hour by anything at all. I don't want the phone to ring in my office. I don't want anyone to get a hold of me. There's nothing that's so important that can't wait for a half hour. So he goes into his office. He may lie on a couch there or he may sit in a chair. But what he does is he goes into introspection. He listens within himself to the divine within himself, to the reality within himself. And in this way, he solves all of the major minor problems that he has in his world. Now, when an employee sits at their desk and sort of lets their mind drift or wander, people think they're not being diligent. They're not doing their job. And when they go into the bathroom and they take a long bathroom break, we say, my goodness sakes, you know, they got a problem. And they don't have a problem. What they're doing is they're thinking about what it is they're doing so they can do it to its highest and best. Think what to be. When we take time to think what to be, we come up with some pretty miraculous ideas. Out of the minds of the genius come the miraculous ideas. Now, the genius has taught himself to think in high gear. He doesn't think slowly. He thinks quickly. He thinks rapidly, sometimes out loud, sometimes by doing something. But most of the time, he's thinking. And think what to be. But what you want to be is one of the greatest thinkers that could ever be. And to be the greatest thinker that could ever be means that we learn to listen within. We learn to be quiet. We learn to be still. We learn to be, not to do still. You can't do still. You have to be still. And when you are still, then you begin to listen to that inner voice that tells you all of the magical things that are going on in the world and all the magical things that are taking place in your life, in my life, in every life. And we feel just wonderful about it. But how does that happen? By thinking what to be. By thinking what to be. And we don't think of any specific thing. We only think generally. I'm listening. I don't really know what my inner voice is going to say to me next. So I'm listening to it. I'm not sure what the divine in me is going to respond to my inner quest, but I'm listening. I am thinking what to be, and I'm listening to my divine within me that knows what to be, that is what to be. And as I let go and let this take place in me, I'm like the little child in total contentment. But now I'm an adult, and I'm an adult in total contentment. I haven't forgotten my child way of listening within. And I know now exactly what to do to make my life happy, fulfilled, and revealed. I think what to be. And then, how to be it is who I am. Give it a little thought. It's really quite powerful, quite wonderful, quite desirable, quite remarkable. And you'll see that when you think what to be, you will be it. All too soon, more than you ever dreamed you would. More than you ever dreamed. And what you think to be is exciting. Have a great day and think what to be. Remember, little children do it very easily because they didn't forget how to do it. And we don't need to forget how to do it either. We remember it right now, in this moment, in this time, in this instant. And life is wonderful because we know what to be.